What's up, everyone? All right, so finishing another green day here from California, up $1,614.96. So I'm happy with that, you know, making progress in the account. I'm not swinging for the fences or being super aggressive. Usually when I've got my traveling trading station and I'm trading on hotel Wi-Fi, I bring it down a couple notches because the last thing I want to do is have, you know, just a big mistake. So taking it a little easy, making money. Green is good. $1,000 a day, that keeps the job away. And I'll be doing it first thing again tomorrow morning, 9:15, pre-market analysis. Any questions, any comments, leave them below. I'll come through and answer them later this afternoon, and I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning. All right, everyone, so we're going to do our midday market recap. It's what time is it? 7:30 Eastern time or Pacific time. It's well, sun's really like barely up, but you know, now I'm ready to start the day. That's kind of the cool thing about trading from the West Coast. You're basically done trading at 7, 8 a.m., and then you can either go to your regular job or, I don't know, go back to sleep or start the day really early. So, anyways, finished this morning up 1,600. Let's see. Let me switch this around. Actually, it's easier. So, finished the morning up $1,614.96. So, another green day. Two stocks I traded, FFHL, LMFA. So that's my P&L on those two trades. I'll move this over to the other screen here. All right, so let's see. There you go. All right, I'll put this here so we can go over the charts. All right, so you can see the total shares I traded on both of them. That's including buying and selling, so it's total. But yeah, $1,600, another green day. So where's my calendar? I'll make it official. All right, so $1,200 yesterday, $1,614.96 today, 188th day of the year. And it's going to put me up, let's see, I made $15,000 the first week of the month, $2,500 last week, so that's $17,500. Plus I'm up about $3,000 this week, so getting close to, or maybe just over, $20,000 on the month with a good basically 2 weeks left in the month. So basically halfway through the month, $20,000. Not bad. I mean, you know, this is good for me. This is kind of $40,000 a month is, I guess, about where I'm averaging. I can pull up my P&L and see where I'm at on the year here in just 1 second. I'm just going to balance that like that for a second. Let's see. So, yes, I did use a hotkey when I had my small account for buying based on a percentage of buying power. I was actually buying based on buying 90%, using 90% of my buying power. So I was being quite aggressive. But, yeah, shift one instead of right now being 3,000 shares was 95% of my buying power. So, you know, jumped in and, yeah, took big size there. What is going on with this? There it goes. My computer's running a little slowly right now. So anyways, I'm probably sitting around, actually just around $400,000 on the year as of today, something at least close to that, maybe 390. So, you know, on the 10th month, averaging about 40,000 a month. So if I can do, you know, finish around 40,000 this month, that'd be good. 40,000 in November, 40,000 in December, that puts me around $500,000 on the year. I had a goal of about 650,000 this year, so I'm coming up a little shy of that goal, but that was definitely an aggressive goal. I knew it was. But at the same time, if we have a couple of you know, a couple months of really good trading in November and December, then I might actually be able to finish off you know, right at that goal. I mean, you never know. Last year I made $80,000 in November, and then I made $85,000 in December. So I ended up killing it. Right? You know, one $40,000 a day, and that's going to definitely put a big dent in my goal. So, let's see. All right, so let's go down through kind of how I found these stocks today. All right, so pull up the gap scanner here. I'm going to go to time frame, historical. I'll set this scanner for 9:24 a.m. Sure, that's fine. All right, so this is what I do every single morning. Same thing. Today was no different. So I use this scanner to search for all of the stocks in the entire stock market that are going to be opening higher. So the only reason a stock opens higher than it closed the previous day is because of some type of catalyst. FLKS opening or looking to open 45% higher, which is a pretty big move. FFHL looking to open 33% higher, which is also a pretty big move. MTGX 22%. This one for me is out of my price range. I prefer below $10. So no trades on that one. This one, too close to my limit, so no trades on that one. Same with that one. GNMX, this one only had 100 shares of volume pre-market, so I'm not interested in that. NDRA was a maybe. EARS, this one was kind of continuation from yesterday, and it wasn't really easy yesterday. These ones, not too interesting. LMFA, this was a reverse split, so I ended up taking a trade on that one, and I'll show you in a second. All right, so let's see. Hey, that's a good idea. Jeff says I've already broken 500,000 if I convert it to Canadian dollars. He is thinking. That's brilliant. I've already crossed $1 million if I change it to Canadian dollars. So, all right, let's see. Okay, so FFHL, this was our first one. Okay, so this one, I didn't have high expectations for FFHL. I really didn't. It's been on the scanner a bunch of times, and it kind of gaps up and fades, and I don't know. I just haven't really had a lot of success with it. So I see it on the scanner. It's got a pre-market high of right around 230. It pops up just before the bell. And this popping up here just before the bell was a good indicator of possible strength. The headline on it. Okay, so what's the catalyst driving the stock higher? Headline, 30% increase in polyester film order from a major customer. Being in the polyester film business, I mean, it's thrilling. It's exciting. It's every day's a new day. It's an incredible line of work. So this company, big new headline up 30% increase in this order. So, all right, bell rings and, you know, all of a sudden this thing just takes off. It squeezes from $2.10 all the way up to $3. I mean, it goes up 50% right out of the gates. And on this one, you know, the problem is that it happened so fast that, you know, I tried to jump in it. Let me reverse these orders. So I tried to get in, but I only filled 3,000 shares at 250. And I already felt at 250 that I was chasing it a little bit. So I was like, I don't know. So I jump in at 250. I sell some at 260, 259. I add back at 266. I sell at 270. Order rejected because I accidentally tried to short. Well, I put out too many sell orders. Added back at 290, sold at 299. So, you know, you see I'm scalping it. And the reason I had to do that is because getting in even at 250 was buying it pretty high. So those of you watching on, on Facebook. So those of you watching on Facebook, if you want to watch the full recap, I'll upload it to YouTube later this afternoon. So just in the description, go check out the YouTube channel and you'll be able to see my full screen share during the recap. You know, these are my orders down here. So I'm getting in, getting out. But like I said, the problem with buying it at 250 is that I was already buying something pretty extended. And so the risk on that is, you know, I get in at 250 and it drops right back down to 230. So as soon as I'm in at 250, I need to be flipping out, taking a little bit of profit, building a little bit of a cushion, which I did. You know, and then it shows continued strength. So I add back a little bit at 260. It's continuing to be strong, scalp it, sell it, get back in 290, selling at 3. So, you know, trying to book profits on it. But I just never got myself in the position where I could take a really big, big share size. So that's a little bit of a bummer. I had one loser on it, lost about $700, 3,000 shares from 320, stopped out, back down at three. So that was on this red candle here at 937. So I was up, I don't know, $1,500 on it, lost 600, 700. And then I got back in it as it squeezed up here and was able to make back those losses. Some of them, not all of them. So I was up at my most about $1,900 today, and I'm finishing up $1,600. So down $300 off my highs, but, you know, green is still good. So that was FFHL. We traded it during the open. That was the time it was the cleanest, made the biggest moves, and now it's just kind of going sideways. So we did a good job there. That was a solid trade. All right, next one was LMFA. LMFA on the scanners pre-market for a gapper as a gapping stock. This one did a reverse split, and we had a reverse split yesterday on GLBS. So what we know about reverse splits is that, you know, they happen pretty frequently. Several times a month we see reverse splits. At least once a week we see usually a decent one. This week we've had two. And sometimes they get clustered together for whatever reason. But in any case, this stock was trading at 55 cents yesterday, and today it's trading all of a sudden at $5. So how's that happen? Well, the company does a reverse split. They had, if you were holding 10,000 shares yesterday at 55 cents, today when you woke up, you look at your account and you'd be holding only 1,000 shares at $5.50. So your amount of money in the trade has not changed, but your share size and the price has. So what this does is it now puts the stock at a price that's more interesting to retail traders. $5 is much more interesting than 50 cents. That's number one. Number two, the float is now lower by the multiple of the reverse split, whatever the reverse split was. So the float has gone from, on this one, the float went from 3 million shares down to like 300,000 potentially. I mean, it's a tiny float now. So the bell rings and it promptly squeezes up and gets halted immediately. And I didn't even have a chance to get in it. I mean, this thing just squeezes up from 6 all the way to 720 and it's halted. So I look at it and I'm like, all right, well, what am I going to do? I can't get into that. So I wait for it to resume. It resumes and I buy it at 750 and 790 and sell it at 795 and 788. Ends up dropping back down to 630. I was up about $900 on it. And then I sold the rest as it came back down, made only $575. But you know what? It's another green trade. And kind of what I always say is, you know, you're either going to leave money on the table because you sell it too soon, or you're going to give back a little bit of your profit because you hold it too long. And you can never be 100% perfect. So you got to just let that go. You know, right now I'm walking away with $1,600 that I didn't have an hour and a half ago. So green is good. It's another day of progress. Growing the account. Now I've got my my Excel doc loaded here. So let's see where the account's sitting. All right. So I am sitting right now at $393,000 on the year, which is great. So that's been a pretty good year for me. Best year so far that I've had in my career as a trader. $393,000 in profit this year. And I'm sitting at $727,000 in the account that started with $583 it was in January 1st, 2017. So I don't know how many months that is. It's 12 months plus 10. So in the last 22 months, I've taken $583 and turned it into $727,000. Which has been good. I mean, obviously it's been a pretty impressive streak. My goal is still $1 million. So, and I was hoping to cross that line at the end of this year, but I am $272,000 shy of that line. So, you know, that's what I'm not really expecting to make $272,000 in the next 2 months. That would be nice, but it's not going to happen. I mean, I'm not going to set that as my expectation. My only goal is that I'll continue to be consistent, be green, and be emotionally grounded. So sometimes when you set really lofty goals for yourself, you can kind of become emotionally entangled with that goal, where you start getting so frustrated that you're not crossing that line at the time you thought you wanted to, that you start making emotional mistakes and stuff like that. And that's obviously not good. So, Amir, like you said, this is a marathon. It's not a race. It's not a sprint. Sure, it'd be nice to cross over that finish line, but not at the risk of, doing something devastating or, whatever. I mean, you gotta pace yourself. All of us are doing this for the long haul. We're not doing this just to make, oh, I just want to make $100,000 and then I'm done. No one comes into day trading to do that. You come into day trading because you want to be able to consistently make a couple hundred dollars a day for, the rest of your life potentially. And that's what I want to do. I want to be able to make $500,000, $2,000 a day, whatever it is, for as long as I can. I mean, there's no reason I can't be doing this for, the next 10 years. I mean, there are traders that have been actively trading since the 90s that have been actively doing this for, 30 years just about. So, there's no reason to think that you couldn't be doing this for another 30 years. There, of course, will be changes in the market. That's true with any career. There's going to be changes. You adapt to it. 5 cent tick pilot program, we had to adapt to it for a period of time, and then it came back. So, that's fine. I mean, there will be things like that that you adapt to. Technological changes, routing changes, platform changes, but your basic skill of knowing what's the type of stock that's worth watching, where's the right place to get in, that will carry you through all those little changes. So anyways, finishing up here, sun's coming up a little bit more. Let's see. It's looking pretty nice. Looks like it'll be a warm day, probably in the 80s, 70s at least. Old railroad station across the way. So green is good, and I'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning. Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing.